Most people know tequila is made from agave and that it's fermented like beer or wine. But here's the step that actually turns agave juice into tequila. It's distillation. Understanding distillation can completely change how you look at the tequila in your glass. So today I'm going to break down how tequila distillation works and the two main ways tequila producers do it. Distillation is simple. It's a process of separating alcohol from liquid using heat. And here's why it works. Alcohol and waters boil at different temperatures. Ethanol, the alcohol we drink, boils at about 78 degrees Celsius or 172 degrees Fahrenheit. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius or about 212 degrees Fahrenheit. When the distiller heats the fermented agave juice called mosto, the alcohol evaporates first. Those alcohol vapors rise up through the still, travel through a cooled tube, and then they condense it back into liquid. And that liquid now has a much higher alcohol content than what it did as mosto. That's distillation. Fermentation can only reach about 10% to 15% alcohol on its own because the yeast, the microorganism that creates alcohol, eventually dies when the alcohol level gets too high. Distillation allows producers to concentrate the alcohol further, which is why tequila can legally be bottled anywhere between 35% and 55% ABV. According to Mexican tequila regulations, tequila must be distilled and not mixed with any other alcohols. The most traditional method used in tequila is double distillation in pot stills. This process happens in two stages, and during distillation, the liquid is separated into three parts: heads, hearts, and tails. The heads, or cabezas, come first. This portion often contains volatile compounds that producers don't want in the final tequila, so it's usually discarded. Next comes the hearts, or corazon. This is the most important part of distillation, the portion with the best balance of alcohol, flavor, and aroma. This is what becomes tequila. And finally, the tails, or colas. They come at the end of the run. These contain heavier compounds that have a negative effect on flavor, so distillers usually cut them off and collect them separately. Many producers save the heads and tails to reuse in later distillations because they still contain alcohol. In the traditional tequila production, the first distillation creates a liquid called ordinario, and it's usually around 20% ABV. The purpose of this step is to mainly remove solids from the fermented liquids. The ordinario goes into a second still called a rectifier. The second distillation refines the spirit and usually brings the alcohol level to around 55 ABV, which is commonly called still strength tequila. And at this point, it's officially tequila and technically could be bottled or go on to aging. And since we're talking about still strength tequila, we might as well have one of my favorites, Los Lores Still Strength. This thing is the bomb. Let's get some in a glass. Pot stills can be made from copper or stainless steel. Copper's been used for centuries and has some advantages. It conducts heat very well and it removes sulfur compounds that can affect the flavor. Stainless steel is cheaper and easier to maintain, and many of the stills include copper elements inside for the same filtration effect. Both can produce excellent tequila. The other major method used in tequila production is called column distillation. Instead of a single pot distillation and a single pot running batch to batch, a column still is basically multiple distillation chambers vertically stacked. This system can run continuously for 24 hours a day. Steam rises from the bottom while the fermented liquid enters from the top. As vapors move through different plates in the column, the lighter alcohol molecules rise while the heavier compounds fall. The alcohol is collected near the top of the column. Column stills produce alcohol at much higher strengths, sometimes up to 95% ABV, which is almost pure ethanol. But the higher alcohol strength, the fewer flavor compounds remain. That's why column-stilled or column-distilled spirits can sometimes taste lighter or more neutral. Lower distillation strength generally means more conagers remain in the spirit. Conagers are the natural compounds that give tequila its flavor, aroma, and character. Higher distillation strength products are clearer, smoother, but sometimes less complexity. So distillers are constantly trying to balance purity and flavor. So next time you pick up a bottle of tequila, remember, distillation isn't just about making alcohol stronger. It's about shaping the flavor of the spirit itself. And the decisions the distiller makes during this stage can completely change what ends up in your glass. Sergio Cruz knows how to make it good in my glass. Thank you, Sergio and Lost Lore. If you're enjoying learning about how tequila is made and you want to understand what actually makes it great, make sure you subscribe to my channel, because the more you understand tequila, the better tequila you'll drink.